The Watershed Restoration Initiative is a program run by Utah's Department of Natural Resources. The initiative will begin wildfire restoration projects this month with cultural resource surveys, seed purchasing, and testing. 36 projects are funded this year for over $16 million.
Post-fire is not what WRI was built for, but post-fire just tends to be what we do on the side. So 15 years, we've now broken the 2 million acre mark, and about 40% of that is post-fire restoration.
Tyler Thompson is program manager for the initiative. He says increased wildfires have driven the change in focus for his organization from an initially wildlife-centered approach to watershed restoration and improvement. Project benefits are not always visible to the public, Thompson says, and sometimes lead to questions like why a favorite tree has been cut down.
The work that we do is sometimes pretty ugly up front. What we're after is trying to create a healthier watershed, you know, an overall resilient system that can actually have natural disturbance come in and not be devastated by it.
Thompson says the annual state cost of restoration work is typically around $5 to $6 million, or about 16% of fire suppression and restoration costs combined. Utah's stewardship agreement with the federal government has increased forest fuels reduction work and prescribed fires, putting Utah ahead of some western states. This year, Thompson says the initiative faces a couple of uniquely challenging projects.
On the Red Cliffs Reserve, we had the Turkey Farm Road fire, and then around the corner, the Cottonwood Road fire. In the Mojave Desert, the wild tortoise population that inhabits that area that we're extremely concerned about. Because it's such a unique area, desert environment, we oftentimes have a difficult time getting native seed for it.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornacione.